Unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Okay, this is Scott. It's 8:17. I cannot wait to play this busted. Let's do it. Hi, Louise.
Hello, Scott.
Right, so Louise, you want me to bust your boyfriend?
I do indeed, if please.
What's his name?
His name's Damien.
Okay, why should we bust Damien?
Well, I think he's been sabotaging my job application.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Well, basically, I'm at college at the moment, and I've been applying for a few jobs just to get a bit of extra cash.
Okay.
And, so I've applied to a few bars. And when I suggested this to Damien, he really wasn't too impressed with it. He just thought, you know, I'd be getting perved at by all the blokes that would come in and drink in the bar, and yeah, he just gets a bit jealous sometimes.
So he hates the idea of you working in a bar?
Absolutely, apparently.
Just because blokes will look at you?
Yeah, I think he's a bit worried.
What jobs did you apply for then?
Well, I applied for this one job as a barmaid in a bar, and I didn't hear anything from them for a couple of days, so I phoned them back just to check they had my application. And they said that a man had phoned in and cancelled my application just to say I wasn't interested in it anymore and suggested that they give the position to somebody else.
And he denies it was him, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So you wanted me to bust him, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And that's what we did, isn't it?
It certainly is.
We got him good.
It was great, yeah. Very funny.
Louise helped us when we called Damien yesterday. And I can't wait to play you what happened. We're going to play it next.
Okay, cool.
8:22. This is going to be so good. You're going to love this. Right, Louise is on the phone. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Louise wanted me to bust her boyfriend, Damien. Basically, Louise is at college and wants to get some bar work to earn a bit of extra cash. But Damien doesn't like at all the idea of her working in a bar. Because he says he hates the thought of all the blokes leering at her all the time. That's right, isn't it, Louise?
Yeah, that's true, is what he told me.
But it doesn't stop there. Louise applied for a job at a pub and was quite surprised when she didn't hear anything back. So she called the pub up and she was told when she rang that a man had phoned up and said that she wasn't interested in the job anymore, so they'd given it to someone else. Now, Louise is certain that this was Damien who sabotaged her new job. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
But he has been denying it, right?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
So Louise wanted me to find out for sure about this and bust him for cancelling her application behind her back. So that's what we did. We called up Damien yesterday. He was at home. Louise was at college. And this is what happened when Chappers called Damien.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to get hold of Louise.
Louise? She's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. My name's Mark. I'm just calling up about a job she's applied for. Are you a flatmate?
No, I'm a boyfriend.
Oh, brilliant. That's even better, actually. Louise came in to see us a couple of days ago. She did a really good interview. I just need some details for the application. I seem to have mislaid them.
Right, okay. What do you want to know?
I just need to check her date of birth, if that's possible. Is it the... Blimey, my writing's terrible. Is it the 20th of June 1985?
Yeah.
20th of June 1985, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one,
cool.
Yeah.
And what's her bra size? Her bra size.
What the hell do you want to know that for?
Well, I need to know, is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. Some random bloke ringing up for my girlfriend's bra size.
I've got it, I understand. I'm the same. It's like, you know when you go and buy underwear and you can never remember your girlfriend's bra size? It is kind of embarrassing, isn't it? But if you go to her drawer now, then she must have a bra in one of her bedside drawers and you'd be able to give me a bra size. Bish, bash, bosh. Done. Hello?
Sorry, who is this?
Hello, sir?
Hello? Who is this? What do you want to know my girlfriend's bra size for?
My name's Mark. It's for the uniform?
What kind of uniform needs to know the bra size?
Well, it's for a new bar. Okay, everybody in the new bar has to wear a uniform. You might have seen us in the papers and the local media. I don't know if you read the papers a lot, but we're called Jubblies. Hello?
Sorry, who is this again?
My name's Mark. I work at a new bar called Jubblies. Have you been in?
Are you saying my girlfriend Louise has been into a bar called Jubblies for a job application?
Yes, sir. Seriously, she'll be fantastic. She was a natural.
No way. She's not working in a bar called Jubblies.
Sorry?
No, she's not working in a bar called Jubblies.
Well, hang on. Before you go any further, I think you might change your mind when you see the tips the girls get.
I don't give a f- what they get tips-wise. She's not working in a bar called Jubblies. Now, get lost.
Well, why don't you come down? Come down to Jubblies and see what it's like.
Why don't you just f off?
No, hang on. No, there's no need for that, sir. Why don't you come down? Hey, come down tonight, in fact. It's ping pong night. It's hilarious. It's like table tennis, but with a twist. Honestly, I nearly had my eye out the first time I saw it. It's fantastic. Ping pong night at Jubblies tonight. Come down, see it, and then make your mind up.
You are f- sick.
Well, it is a good night, sir, but can I just get back to the application? It's your choice if you don't want to come. I just need to fill in this application. If you're not going to give me her bra size, I'll guess it. I'm trying to remember her.
You can stick your f***ing application up your f***ing arse. There's no f***ing way she's working there.
Are you saying that you want to cancel her application?
Yeah, f***ing cancel it now.
Well, you're going to waste a lot of people's time if you do this, so...
I couldn't give a f***ing whose time I'm wasting.
Well, I'm just going to have to talk to my boss. Can you just hang on a second,
no,
please?
No, f*** off.
Hang on a second, please.
Hello?
Hello?
So, I understand, sir, you want to cancel this application?
Yeah, I want to cancel the application.
Okay, if you could just hang on a second,
okay.
Let me just pass you on to my secretary. Could you hold?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Right, this is where we now pass him on to his actual girlfriend, Louise, and see what he's got to say for himself.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I understand you want to cancel an application that was made. And this is your girlfriend Louise, without her knowing.
What the f*** is going on?
You sound shocked, Damien.
Damien, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1. And that was Chappers that rang you.
Hello.
And that was your girlfriend, you probably know that, right?
Yeah.
Now, Louise wanted to bust you, Damien, for cancelling her job applications. So after that little conversation, how do you plead now, Damien? Guilty or not guilty?
I suppose I'm gonna have to go with guilty, aren't I?
Yeah, thought so. But on the bright side of things, she wasn't actually ever going to work in a place called Jubblies where they have a special ping pong night.
Why?
Although she might be tempted now, because the staff that work there sounded lovely.
Damien?
Yeah?
You've been busted.